The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross. Is the stock market signaling the dreaded double dip?
That's certainly the fear on Wall Street, where the Dow had its worst one-day point drop in a year.
I thank Anthony Mason for the heads up, and I say we put those heads together now and try to figure out a strategy, which we'll do after this from David Harris of AJC. It was that bad jobs report that spooked the market yesterday.
That report said only 38,000 private sector jobs were added in May. That's less than a quarter of the 175,000 economists had predicted.
When people can't get jobs, they can't buy stuff.
A key manufacturing survey showed a sharp slowdown in orders to factories.
It's crazy. We have plenty of gas, no big crop failures. I think one of the problems is too many homeowners who want to sell their homes just cannot bring themselves to sell for less than what they paid. There's only one thing to do about that. Get over it. Do you expect to make your money back on your boat or your car? No. Maybe it's time to drop this idea of a house as an investment and think of it more like a really sturdy tent. It may hurt to sell for less than you paid, but since everybody's in the same boat, it means your new house is going to cost less to buy. The only other option, if you need the money and you can't bring yourself to sell, would be to invite your kids to move back home, pay a little rent. I mean, which is scarier? As for the rest of the economy, how about this? Economists will tell you there's plenty of money out there. It's just concentrated among rich people. Well, suppose, for the sake of the country, rich people just started looking up the wedding registries of middle-class couples they don't even know and start buying them stuff made in America. Toasters, dishwashers, sofa beds, SUVs. This would do two things. Inspire more young people to get married, so it'd have a positive moral effect. And the factories would hum again. Plus, you'd get a really nice thank you note. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, June 2nd, 2011.